By the time Langdon skidded around the corner into the stairwell, Sinsky was halfway up the stairs, clambering toward the surface, shouting wildly to close the doors. Sienna Brooks was close on her heels, struggling with her heavy, wet burqa as she lumbered up the stairs. Bounding after them, Langdon could feel a tidal wave of terrified concertgoers surging up behind him.
"Seal the exit!"
Sinsky shouted again. Langdon's long legs carried him three steps at a time, gaining fast on Sienna. Above, he could see the cistern's heavy double doors begin to swing inward.
"Too slow."
Sienna overtook Sinsky, grabbing her shoulder and using it as leverage to launch past her, clambering wildly over her toward the exit. Sinsky stumbled forward onto her knees, her beloved amulet hitting the cement stairs and breaking in half. Langdon fought the instinct to stop and help the fallen woman, but instead he hurtled past her, sprinting toward the top landing. Sienna was only a few feet away now, almost within reach, but she had attained the landing and the doors were not closing fast enough. Without breaking stride, Sienna deftly angled her slender body and leaped sideways through the narrow opening. She was halfway through the doors when her burqa snagged on a latch, halting her in her tracks, wedged in the middle of the doorway, mere inches from freedom. As she writhed to escape, Langdon's hand shot out and seized a clump of her burqa. He held fast, pulling back, trying to reel her in, but she wriggled frantically and suddenly Langdon was holding only a wet clump of fabric. The doors slammed onto the fabric, barely missing Langdon's hands. The wadded cloth was now pinched in the doorway, making it impossible for the men outside to push the doors all the way closed. Through the narrow slit, Langdon could see Sienna Brooks sprinting across a busy street, her bald head shining in the streetlights. She was wearing the same sweater and blue jeans she had been wearing all day, and Langdon suddenly felt a fiery, upwelling sense of betrayal. The feeling lasted only an instant. A sudden, crushing weight rammed Langdon hard against the door. The stampede had arrived behind him. The stairwell echoed with shouts of terror and confusion as the sounds of the symphony orchestra deteriorated into a confused cacophony below. Langdon could feel the pressure on his back increasing as the bottleneck thickened. His ribcage began to compress painfully against the door. Then, the doors exploded outward and Langdon was launched into the night like a cork from a bottle of champagne. He stumbled across the sidewalk, nearly falling into the street. Behind him, a stream of humanity was flowing up out of the earth like ants escaping from a poisoned anthill. The SRS agents, hearing the sounds of chaos, now emerged from behind the building. Their appearance in full hazmat gear and respirators immediately amplified the panic. Langdon turned away and peered across the street after Sienna. All he could see was traffic and lights and confusion. Then, for a fleeting instant, down the street to his left, the pale flash of a bald head shone in the night, darting along a crowded sidewalk and disappearing around a corner. Langdon shot a desperate glance behind him, searching for Sinsky or the police, or an SRS agent who was not wearing a bulky hazmat suit. Nothing. Langdon knew he was on his own. Without hesitation, he sprinted after Sienna. Far below, in the deepest recesses of the cistern, Agent Bruder stood all alone in the waist-deep water. The sounds of pandemonium echoed through the darkness as frenzied tourists and musicians shoved their way toward the exit and disappeared up the stairs. The doors were never sealed, Bruder realized to his horror. Containment has failed.